producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Adam Thompson Show.
Cutting edge.
This one, you shut the up.
No holds barred.
Thanks for not calling me a liar.
The latest trending topics,
legal cases,
and social issues.
In your face commentary on all subjects.
Adam Thompson.
You can't handle the truth.
Adam Thompson brings his 25-year experience as a high-profile criminal and civil trial lawyer and gritty New York street smarts and attitude to the studio.
Real unbiased talk.
Those who want respect, give respect.
You never know what he'll say next. This is the Adam Thompson Show. Here's your host, Adam Thompson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another Saturday edition of the Adam Thompson Show. To all our sponsors and syndicators out there, thanks for having us. As always, want to thank Genesis Communications and Starcom Networks that play us all around the country and even globally around the world on all the different satellites that take our feed. So I want to thank everybody, all our loyal listeners. It's always great to have you guys join us. Remember, for anyone that's newer, just getting introduced to the show, check us out at www.adamthompsonshow.com or www.adamthompsonlaw.com. That's everything Adam Thompson Show, all our old archive shows, our overtime sessions, everything you want to see. It's fabulous. Go there, check it out, post your comments and everything else. So let's get to it, folks. You know, the debate's placed this week for the Democrats, so we got to see the best that they have to offer. We know the Republicans throw 15, 20, 200, 1,000 different people on the stage who are all over the place, and you wonder why half of them are on the stage. But we only got a sample of five in the Democratic debate, and I got to tell you, when you look at that, you say, that's it? No one else wanted to step up from the Democratic Party to hit the stage? You got Hillary Clinton who's facing all these different criminal charges and possible indictment from her email scandal, all the problems she had when she was Secretary of State in charge of Benghazi. I mean, the list goes on and on with her problems. People even wondering why she's even on the stage. Why is she there? That there has to be some other leader capable within the Democratic ranks that doesn't have her baggage and her credibility and character and integrity problems. Well, everyone else says, well, then there is Bernie Sanders, who doesn't have those problems. And I got to tell you, Bernie Sanders always says what he means. He said the same position statements for decades, so you know he means what he says. He seems like an authentic guy, but is he the right leader for the country? Will people really back someone who's been labeled a socialist, whether he could talk his way around it or not? People don't like the direction Obama's going in that area. Are they going to really jump on board with him, who might push those issues more? As for the other people that hit the stage, they all really seem just the flat line. O'Malley, and, you know, the whole bunch of them. It was just a disaster, in my opinion. And I don't even think any of them will ever come back from any of that. So the next time around, the whole question is, you know, Jim Webb will be gone probably. Martin O'Malley will be gone. I think perhaps the worst of all of them, when you were watching the debate, you were sitting there just wondering how some of these people made it to the stage. But Lincoln Chafee, oh my goodness, he was asked questions of why he voted on certain bills, and he said, well, I don't know why I voted yes. I was new to Congress, just got appointed, my dad died, my dog ate my homework. You know, he was all over the place. He flatlined. I never thought I saw someone do that poorly in a nationally standardized debate before. So he's done. He's toast. The question is, will Joe Biden now get the courage to jump in? Because nothing really memorable happened in this debate. No one really set themselves apart. I mean, we know he's always wanted to be president. He's tried for 30 years to get the nomination. It's never happened. So now will he do it if he gets Obama's blessings and say, I'll continue, if you like what Obama did for two terms, I'll continue the trend for the next two. So give me a shot. So maybe he'll do that, particularly if we see Hillary Clinton implode. But the big question and thing that worries me is just take a look at what's going around the world. And one of the big stories of today is we see Palestinian Muslim terrorists just on a daily basis for the past few weeks, blindly, without any kind of hesitation, just killing innocent Israelis on the streets. Women, children, doesn't make a difference who they are. There's been different situations where one individual killed and killed someone and wounded 16 others. They got on a Jerusalem bus. They went on a stabbing spree. at the same time in another part of the city, another Muslim terrorist injured several people when he rammed his car into a group of Jewish people there and then got out of the vehicle and started chasing people down with a knife and stabbing them. So this is an ongoing problem. And Israel has a right to defend itself, defend its people. And we see the Palestinians doing this over and over, but yet the constant dialogue, the constant narrative by the Obama administration and Secretary of State John Kerry is the same. They always make comments that seem to blame always both sides. This was a clear terror attack by these people. The people committing these Palestinian terrorist attacks are actually, their families are being rewarded. They're being given money. They're being given all kind of props by Muslim leaders and Palestinian leaders that are saying, you know, you're doing these suicide terrorist attacks because it's the right thing to do in the name of Allah, and you're doing the right thing. And it's going to continue, folks. It's not going to end. They're calling for the death and extinction of Jews. They're calling for the death of the people from the West. You know, Hamas isn't going to go away. Al-Qaeda's not going away. ISIS isn't going away. These groups all have one same agenda, and that's the destruction of Israel, and that's the destruction of the West. And yet, we see the same statements coming out of the Obama administration where they basically say something has to be done where the two sides can just get it together and move on in a friendly environment or move on in a productive way. Why are we talking about where the two sides can do something? This was a one-sided attack. The Palestinian Muslim terrorists went into Israel and they killed innocent Jews, period. Period, folks. It ends there. But that's not the narrative we ever get. When's it going to change? When is the leader going to step up and take that position? Now, we hear a lot of the Republican candidates who are on the stage taking that position that a line has to be drawn in the sand and they're going to back up wherever that line is drawn. Do you think the Democrats that were on the stage are going to do that? Do you think Hillary Clinton's going to do that? We saw the way she handled things as Secretary of State. She was weak. She was a disaster. She did nothing right, in my opinion. Very few things. I can't make a list, but you can certainly make a list of the things she did wrong. Is that a leader that's going to be respected throughout the world? Is that a leader that's going to know what tough decisions to make at the right time? My answer is no. And Bernie, as much as I love Bernie Sanders, he said basically to step off being a pacifist and would only go to war in the most extreme, last chance circumstance, which isn't bad. I agree with that. War should always be the last resort. No one wants to send their kids into fight. It's always easy to say go to war if it's not you or your kids going, but someone else's. People talk big when that's the case, but you got to go in and fight yourself for sending your own kid. Then you may change the tune and say, let's think twice about this. So I hate all those war hawks out there and warmongers and the you know, the war machine that's been going on that Eisenhower warned us about. But with that said, let's be real about it. There are some times you draw that line in the sand and you have to take a position. So when is that position ever going to be relevant? Well, we see what Iran's doing. I just talked about what's going on with the Palestinians in Israel. Iran today has made very clear statements to some of the heads of their top military groups where they basically said that they probably will not honor this agreement that we're entering in with the United States, that they'll do anything they can to push us back, still to annihilate Israel, to annihilate the West. And they said, we'll fight the United States and push them, if we have to, all the way back into the Gulf of Mexico. Supposedly, also, they've been testing out ballistic missiles. Ballistic missiles that they made comments about in violation of the proposed treaty, in violation of UN positions that have already been taken on this situation. But missiles that they're claiming now can hit our allied targets anywhere they want within the Middle East, hit our warships anywhere in the Middle East, but even potentially get to us here in the States, saying that they're more accurate than those of their opposition, including the allies that we have in the region, which makes you think they are so brazen about their production of these missiles that they're not going to even stop anytime soon doing that, but that these are people that are going to be getting their hands very potentially soon, if they don't already have it, on nuclear weapons that could be attached to the ends of these ballistic missiles that can reach targets. Israel, our allies in the Middle East, our allies throughout Europe and Asia, and even the United States here. We can't allow it to continue, and we must.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest, Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, if you picked up the newspapers in the last couple of days, there's no way you could have missed one of the big stories about former NBA basketball star and NBA champion Lamar Odom. He was recently rushed to a Las Vegas hospital last Tuesday when he was found unresponsive in a Nevada brothel. And it just happens to be a brothel that's owned by one of our former guests, the one and only Dennis Hoff, who is the star of the HBO series Cat House and the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, amongst others, in Nevada. And we're fortunate enough to get a hold of Dennis and have him on the show to talk about this breaking story because he has the most inside information about it more than anybody. Welcome to the show again, Dennis.
I'm glad to be back here. It's a great show, and I enjoy it.
Okay, well, thanks for that little plug there. We appreciate it. So now let's get to the bottom of this because you get so much spin from all these mass media shows that are out there with their own agenda. I know you've been on a bunch of them from Nancy Grace to everyone else. But what's the real deal? Lamar Odom shows up on a Saturday night, from what I understand. Does he call before he comes and says, hey, Dennis, I want to come out and party for the weekend? Like, how does it all start?
Well, he calls midday and wants to come out. My manager calls me, and I said, great, tell him to come out. I'm going to put him in my home, which is attached to the Love Ranch. It's a beautiful home, and we're going to treat him like a king, but he can't bring any drugs. I don't want any drugs on my premises. And he agreed to that. And then my driver went and picked him up in a gated community in Las Vegas and brought him out to the ranch, and he started having some fun. He got a bottle of cognac and started partying and hanging out with the girls. He had two girls that he liked a lot, a girl named Ryder Cherry and a girl named Monica Monroe, and they're both on loveranch.net. You can see the pictures. A couple little hot blondes.
Yep. So now he makes this call. Is it normal or common that you would have guests stay at your house that's attached?
Well, I have the same thing at the Bunny Ranch also. I have the Bunny Ranch, and then I, right next to it, I have a VIP complex, two homes, and six guest suites to put celebrities in. A lot of celebrities come there. A lot of high rollers come there, and I put them in those special units.
So this isn't something that's unusual that you just made accommodations this day for when Lamar was coming out. If a VIP's in town or a celebrity or something like that or someone that really wants privacy, you'll set them up in your house and they may come and party for the weekend.
Absolutely. There's no fees. No money changes hands. Here you go, Lamar. Have a great time. If you decide you want to party with the girls, which of course they do, you work it out with the girls what you want to pay them.
Now, when Lamar came down, was he picked up running solo, or did he come down with an entourage and a group of friends?
He came down by himself.
So now, when he came down, what was his demeanor? What was his emotional state? Was this a guy that seemed depressed? Was he happy? You know, he was in the middle of a divorce with Khloe Kardashian. That's been all over every tabloid that's out there. Is this a guy that seemed depressed and was trying to get away from troubles, or was this a guy that was moving on and was just looking to have a good time?
He's looking to have a good time. That's the only thing that my staff saw. That's what the girls saw. He told them that he had done some coke that day, but he didn't bring any out of respect to me. And he just wanted to have a good time. He was taking these herbal Viagra, herbal sexual supplements, ED supplements, and which kind of gets you speeded up. But he was just having a great time.
So now these herbal supplements, because I read all over the reports that came out that he'd taken up as many as 10 from the time he got there on Saturday to the time he was found unresponsive on Tuesday. Now, what are these herbal Viagras exactly? What are they?
Well, it's like Chinese medicine. It's all done out of herbs. It's where in American medicine they would have a pill like a Viagra or Cialis, and then in Asian medicines they do herbs. And they're very, very effective. Some of them work better than others. Most of them give you a lot of energy.
Because it doesn't make sense to me. Here's Lamar Odom. He's coming to your place already coked up, already having done coke, which is illegal and you can't get your hands on that. If he can get his hands on coke or other drugs that he's using, why didn't he just go buy regular Viagra pills from somebody?
Well, that's my thought, too. That's why I think he was using it more for an energy enhancer than for sex.
Yeah, that just seemed very odd to me. So when he gets there, are these enhancers that he had, is this something that he brought with him, or is this something that you guys sell at the Bunny Ranch and he was getting from you guys as he needed it?
Yeah, we sell them there, but he could have brought it also.
Okay, well, did he bring them or did he buy them there? That's the question everybody wants to know. Was he getting them while he was there, or did he already have them when he showed up?
He did buy some there. I don't know how many. but he did buy some while he was there.
So now what's a safe amount of those to take? I mean, with Viagra's, don't they say take one or maybe two maximum in a certain period of time? Is there any kind of dosage that he should have been looking out taking? Because 10 pills of anything to me just seems like a lot. So when I heard the first reports that came out that said he took 10 from Saturday to Tuesday, that to me just seemed like a huge amount and just asking for trouble, particularly if you've been on coke, particularly if you're drinking, as you said, cognac, and he's partying. So what's a safe amount of those to take?
I don't know. I'm sure there's a warning on the back of it, but I've never heard of anybody taking more than one or two.
So, like, when he was taking that many, were you or the staff or any of the girls there concerned?
Well, I wasn't there, and the girls, I mean, he's a big boy. You know, he can do whatever he wants to do, and not everybody's watching him. They're not babysitting him. And if he wants to buy something, it's just like if he went to the case and said, "Hey, I want to buy some vibrators." You know, we're not gonna question him. You want to buy some lube? Great. You want to buy some Magnum condoms? Great. You want to buy some enhancement pills? Great. It's just merchandise, and it's his job to look at the warning label and decide how many to take.
When all this goes down, obviously it was a media frenzy. You're getting calls probably from every media outlet once they find out that it's Lamar Odom, where he was, where he's coming from, and all that stuff. Were you ever contacted by the Kardashians or any of their handlers or publicists about what to do or what not to do?
Just the publicists. And the publicists contacted me, and that's the ones that said, don't do media. We'll take care of all that. And thank you very much.
And that was it. Now, did they want you to stay quiet about this? Did they not want you to speak to media outlets like myself or Nancy Grace or these other shows?
They didn't want me talking about anything like that at all. And that was the point. That's when I told them to go to hell. You know, I'm not listening to you. I don't answer to you, and I don't care who the Kardashians are. I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to tell the truth. I have nothing to lie about. I'm not throwing any spins on anything that aren't there. And that's it.
Well, it's always best to just be blunt and go right to the facts or whatever they are. And that's what you always do, Dennis. Look, I know we're over time. I appreciate you. And I do respect that you told the Kardashians to shove it because, you know, to me, the minute this came out, I was thinking, boy, the Kardashians are probably going to try to use this in some way, shape, or form on one or two of their shows to boost ratings. And ironically, what happens, you get a call from one of their handlers saying, please don't discuss it with the media. Let us handle it and go in the direction we want to go with it. I think that's inappropriate.
Exactly.
I'm sure you did as well.
I absolutely think it is. And I've never been a fan of the Big Butt Clan, but I'm less of a fan now.
Well, our hearts all go out to Lamar Odom, and we hope he recovers and gets better. We wish the best to him and his family and loved ones. And, Dennis, again, thank you for coming on. As always, our very best to you, and must continue success, my friend.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's that time on the Adam Thompson Show that all you guys love the most. It's the thing we get the most tweets and emails about. Of course, I'm talking about the Adam Thompson debate segment where I take our expert panelists from all around the country and bring them into the pit and let them loose on each other. Sometimes blood gets drawn and it gets real messy and dirty, but that's all right. That's what the pit is all about. It's about having different people with different ideas come and express their views. The best part of this debate for those joining us for the first time, and for our panelists that are joining us for the first time, what makes this so unique from other shows is that this is completely unscripted, unprepared, etc. This is all on the fly, off the cuff, so we get the most truthful answers from our panelists. We don't tell them ahead of time what we're talking about, what we're going to be going into, so they can prepare speaking points and have something witty ready to say when I ask the question that they know is coming. You're going to hear it like it is, as if we were just sitting around at a table having dinner and we were just shooting the breeze. So it's a real conversation, real facts. People say what they really mean and what they really think. So with that said, let's get to it. Let me welcome the panel today, the host of Morano in the Morning on AM 970, Frank Morano. The host of
Adam, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, Frank, good to have you on, bud. The host of the Financial Survival Network, Terry Lutz.
And hey, Adam.
And the CEO of the Near East Center for Strategic Engagement, LLC, Sargis Sangari. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, Adam. How are you?
All right. I'm doing great. So let's get to this. I mean, no surprise, even though I don't tell you what we're going to be talking about, with the Democratic debate just taking place, obviously that's going to be one of the main topics of discussion. So let me start off with, I'll lead off with you this time around, Frank. Any surprises from watching the debate? Was someone much better than you thought they would be, or was someone much worse than you thought they would be? What was something that really that you didn't expect from watching the debate?
You know, I was a little surprised that Hillary Clinton went after Bernie Sanders so aggressively.
That's really the one issue that she's kind of to the left of Sanders on. So it's not a surprise that she went there, but it is a surprise to me that she went there so early on and in the first debate. I mean, clearly I think that shows that she views Sanders as a credible threat. But other than that, I think Hillary did what she needed to do, which was avoid any major gaffes. The one aspect that I was a little disappointed with, I thought Jim Webb, he was my pick to be a breakout star in this debate. I thought this was going to be the country's first opportunity to really see him, and he was going to really impress some people. But unfortunately, he didn't do that. So I thought Bernie Sanders also could have gone out of his way to draw comparisons between his record and Hillary's record on economic issues. He really went out of his way almost to be kind to her, so that surprised me somewhat as well.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I thought he was too nice to her. There's nothing wrong with sticking to the issues and making this an issue debate. So they wanted to, you know, differentiate themselves from the Republicans, who seem to really attack each other a lot. But at the same time, you could stick to issues but still attack an opponent because they're weak on the issues or wrong on the issues. And he seemed never really to put her feet to the fire, which I was very surprised about, particularly if I, you know, and you guys jump in when I get to you on this. I was very surprised that he didn't say, our battle is against the 1%. That's the whole theme of his campaign. He should have turned to Hillary Clinton. It would have been one of those moments that everyone would have talked about and said, the problem is, Ms. Clinton, you're one of those 1%. Wall Street backs you. All these bankers back you. You get paid $500,000 to speak for an hour, which is bogus. You don't get it because you're part of that problem, and you don't want it to change. But he never said that. But yet he let her attack him, and it made him appear weak. And I do agree with you, Frank, on the issue with Jim Webb. Before I move on to the other panels, let me just ask you, do you think his remarks that he was being treated unfairly in the debate, that he was, it seemed like the minute he started to speak, they said, time's up. It was almost like a Monty Python skit. And he said, wait, you're letting the other ones go way past the clock. And Hillary would go a minute and a half past the clock sometimes, and Anderson Cooper wouldn't even say peep, really. But he would, the minute he would talk, he was interrupted. Did he have a valid claim there?
No question about it. I mean, I guess that comes with when you're fourth or fifth in the polls. That's to be expected to some extent. But the most laughable aspect of it was when he gave a detailed foreign policy answer, I think with respect to Syria or Russia or China, and he gives a whole lengthy explanation, and then Anderson Cooper turns to Bernie Sanders to respond. Well, Webb didn't mention Bernie Sanders, and Sanders looked surprised that Anderson was going to him to give him an opportunity to respond. But he was so eager, and overall, I don't want to criticize him too much. I think he did a fair job. But he was so eager to have the matchup be Sanders versus Hillary that you got the sense that O'Malley, Webb, and Chafee were there simply because they had to be, rather than because CNN thought they could really contribute something.
Yeah, Bernie looked like a deer in headlights when that happened because he wasn't expecting it. That wasn't the format they agreed to. So that's why it made it even more laughable that he said, hey, we're following a format, Jim Webb. But yet he went off and went to Bernie right on that follow-up. It was ridiculous. I thought that made CNN look weak. To me, it looked like this is a platform for Hillary to push her forward. If Bernie does okay, whatever, and the other ones were throw-ins. That's how I took it.
Yeah.
So how did you take it, Kerry?
Exactly. Well, I believe that Hillary had the questions before the debate because she's not a great debater. She's a horrible impromptu speaker. Once she goes off script, she generally gets into trouble and is very unimpressive as a candidate. So the deck was tilted towards her, I'm convinced, not to engage in idle conspiracy. But the other thing is, the reason why Bernie Sanders seems weak is because he is weak. He's an overgrown 75-year-old hippie from Vermont who's probably smoked a little too much of the crippy weed in his day. And he's not ready for prime time. He's great when he's railing against the establishment, the 1%, which is probably true, but that's not the stuff that campaigns, winning campaigns, are made out of. The guy is weak. Look what happened when he got confronted with a Black Lives Matter group. Agree or disagree with him, you don't allow chaos to occur and allow them to take over your forum. You boot them out. But this guy is weak, and his weakness was just on complete display last night.
Well, I got to say, you know, for what it's worth, Bernie Sanders does come across authentic. I think when he speaks, he does mean what he says. He's been saying it for decades, but that doesn't change the fact that people do want a strong leader, and he did come across looking weak, which I think is a problem. You have to be able to stand up and support your issues and what your positions are and be able to take on people and be confrontational, and he really didn't show that confrontational side. So if he can't do that on the stage against fellow Democrats in a respectful way, how's he going to do that to Republicans when it's going to be down in dirty and the dialogue's going to be nasty? I don't think he does.
He can't do it. He is incapable of doing it. I mean, the guy, look, he's been in the Senate for how many years, but he can't call himself a Democrat because he's an independent. Who is this guy? He's a socialist. All right. Kumbaya, get along with everybody. But like you said, that's not what leadership is about. And the one thing I'd like to say is I think Trump really upstaged this debate with his tweets, which were quite insightful and maybe a restatement of the obvious, like how is a guy like Chafee, is he really fit for to become president? I mean, he really got inside their decision loop, all of the Democratic candidates, and he was like the presence at the debate. His presence was felt even though he wasn't there, but it's interesting that the older folk who aren't into Twitter didn't even know what Trump was doing. The millennials, the younger people, and people who've gotten into social media were keeping up with Trump. He gained 60,000 Twitter followers in the course of that debate just by tweeting out his off-the-cuff remarks. I mean, that was a remarkable event, the way that he upstaged the candidates. And, you know, they couldn't come out and acknowledge what he was doing, but they all knew what he was doing to them.
Yeah, we only got 40 seconds left, so we're going to come back with your comments on this, Sargis, when we get back. But I think that's a great point that you make, Kerry, that even though this was a Democratic debate, the first one, all eyes on their candidates front and center, here's Donald Trump going to Twitter, and again, he hasn't spent any money on ads, he's only $2 million out of pocket, these people are into the tens of millions, and here he is again stealing the thunder by just using a free app like Twitter, and getting his message out there, and again, getting the attention on him. Because as many people that were talking about the Democratic candidates, they were speaking about Donald Trump, too. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, everybody, we're back. We're going to pick it up where we left off. We were just getting to our final panelists to tell us what they thought was the most surprising aspect of the debate last night. Sarge, what did you think it was?
I think the most surprising aspect of the debate was that most of the folks on stage were working for their next job, and they started it earlier in the first debate. It reminded me of when Hillary Clinton realized that she was going to lose to Barack Obama, and she changed her talking points, and what it achieved her was a Secretary of State position, and I believe that everybody else on that Democratic panel was currently working for another job in Hillary Clinton's future POTUS leadership. Now, when you look at it, they all spoke to their base. That's all basically what they did. Nobody diverged from any other point, and the reality was that they did not attack each other, unlike in the Republican debate, where it is more of attacks that take place between individual candidates.
Yeah, I mean, to me, there wasn't anything spectacular that's memorable that stands out from the debate that any of them did. But let me just ask you, let's go through some of these candidates. I'll start with you this time, Sarge, where you left off. Lincoln Chafee, was this guy just a complete disaster or what? To me, every time he almost spoke, he was ill-prepared. He gave horrible answers, nothing memorable, except really negative comments, such as the one when he was asked a question by Anderson Cooper, and he said how he voted on a certain law or bill that had come before him, and he said he had no idea really what it was about, but he voted yes anyway. He said he just got appointed to the position, and his father just died. I mean, it sounded like a kid who lost his homework going to school and giving any excuse he could so he didn't get in trouble. I mean, do you expect to see this guy or really Martin O'Malley or Jim Webb on the platform the next time when there's another debate?
Who knows? They may be. I'm more of a believer that Biden will get into the race, because Biden is going to try to accomplish what President Obama wanted to do down the range as far as his foreign policy is concerned, and that's what we look at from the Near East. Now, I will tell you is that all these individuals spoke to their base, and one sad point about the whole thing is that he's able to give an answer like that fully knowing that Democrats will vote for Democrats and Republicans will vote for Republicans. Unfortunately, that's where we are currently in this stage as far as the Republic is concerned. And as far as their capability of being able to lead the country, you know, you need to take a look at the reality of whether or not U.S. has lost a footprint over the past 10 years in the regions outside of just not not just the Middle East and Asia too, and whether or not any of these individuals have the capability of reversing those losses. Now, if you want to say that the Democrats are going to do it, then okay, all these individuals have high positions within the current administration that has taken us back to a position that we are currently, which is we have less power politically and influence within the world, politically and military-wise also at the same time, and possibly less even coalition friends that are willing to support our aims within the Middle East and also in Asia. So you want to vote for them, go ahead. Are they going to be able to accomplish a mission to reverse all the losses that they have incurred over the past 15 years? Possibly not. The same thing you have to ask on the Republican side. Is it possible that the individuals that are running currently in the Republican Party are going to be able to reverse the losses that we have incurred over the past 15 years? And that's what you have to look at when you're looking at leadership quality and whether or not somebody should be elected to office as a president of the United States.
Well, there's certainly a lot of issues like that. Let me get to you, Kerry. Do you think that people like Lincoln Chafee are now going to be off the stage because of such a bad performance? And do you think that the door is now open that Joe Biden might be thinking, well, the field is really going to be Hillary against Bernie Sanders. Should I jump in? Did Hillary not do enough to really make Biden not want to jump in? Or is the door open? Do you think he'll take the shot?
That's a great question. I don't think so much the issue is Hillary against Sanders, because in the final analysis, I don't believe Sanders is a viable candidate for the Democrats. He will make McGovern look like Ronald Reagan in terms of how much vote he gets. He's unelectable. He can't connect with mainstream America. The millennials and the disenfranchised love him because he wants to give out more stuff. But outside of that, he's not viable. So the question is Hillary electable in the general election? And you have to look at the email scandal, even though Bernie didn't want to. You have to look at all the other scandals of the Clinton Foundation, the hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars they've taken in, some of it from the country's enemies. And you have to say, are the Democrats and a portion of the independents so blind to her weaknesses and so willing to overlook them that they'll pull the lever for her? And I think that Wall Street, who is her sponsor ultimately, is going to pull the plug on her because there is no end to any of these scandals. Every day you read in the paper here, Adam, there are more and more disclosures, more and more confidential classified emails. Her server was something that a high school kid could have cooked up in his computer science class. The woman is a train wreck. And then you've got health issues, which keep cropping up in the media but are immediately squelched. When you put all that together, Biden will enter the race. Hillary will drop for health reasons and to spend more time with her family, except for Bill, and that'll be the end of it.
Very interesting take. I mean, I see the door is still open for Biden. I think by the comments recently made by President Obama, particularly in that 60 Minutes interview when he was asked, or whatever show it was, when he was specifically asked about the email scandal, he said that that was a problem. And the fact that he didn't 100% call off the dogs in the Department of Justice, which he does have a lot of influence over, that really shows that he probably isn't giving a ringing endorsement for Hillary, and he wants to see potential. Joe Biden stepped in. And again, behind closed doors, I've heard all kind of stuff that if he will potentially give an endorsement to Biden if he runs, but he wants to do that with the understanding that Joe Biden is going to allow him to help select who the VP choice should be. So if there's any truth to that, boy, that just blows my mind. Frank, what's your take on all this?
Well, at the end of the day, I think Biden probably does run for some of the reasons that you both have mentioned. I also think, you know, Joe Biden clearly has wanted to be president for 30 years. You don't get that close to the brass ring and, you know, just a heartbeat away from the presidency for 8 years and all of a sudden decide, oh, and now that I'm really the only centrist Democrat viable alternative to Hillary, now I'm going to decide not to run. Now, whether he wins, that's, I think, another question. I think so much of it is dependent upon the issue you brought up about where this Hillary Clinton email scandal ends up. you know, does it end up with her being either pressured to drop out, or, and I know we're a long way away from it at this point, but, or with a possible indictment. You know, it's an unusual thing for the front-running candidate of a major political party to be have their email server investigated by the FBI while they're running. Usually we wait till candidates are elected before the FBI starts getting in the habit of investigating them. So if I were betting, I think Biden does run. We're coming up on a lot of deadlines for states like Georgia very soon. So I think one way or another, we'll know within the next week.
All right, we only have 2 minutes left, so 30 seconds each, guys. Jesse Ventura today came out and said that most likely when the Libertarian Party gets together at their convention coming up in the next several months, he's been hinted as the possible person that may get their nomination. Do you think if a Jesse Ventura enters the mix in all of this, the free-reeling, free speaker that he is, and I happen to like a lot of what Jesse's about, because I think he just speaks from the heart and he's right on a lot of issues, do you think that he shakes this up to any degree, or to the point that if he shakes it up enough, would someone like a Donald Trump even consider taking someone like a Jesse as a VP candidate? Lead off with you on this one, Carrie.
Well, hey, I'm a libertarian, proud, but let's face it, the Libertarian Party is maybe 2-3 million votes. They're a non-entity. You're not going to elect a libertarian, so Jesse's a great noisemaker. But look, you got Trump, who's arguably a buffoon, love him or hate him. I don't think any campaign's got room for two buffoons. That's my take on it. I don't see him doing it, and if he does, Jesse's going to be a non-entity, totally no influence on the process.
All right, guys, we got a minute left. I'm going to give you 20 seconds, Sargis, and then you 20 seconds, Frank. Got to be quick.
Well, I think that that's the beauty of our country. Anybody who believes that they can be the leader of the nation can run. And I encourage anybody who ever believes for whatever party they want to run for, they can run for it. So that's a positive on it. The negative would be, again, if you think that you could lead this country out of the issues and problems that it has dealt with over the past 15 years, then go ahead, put your name into the box. If not, that's where you have to make the call and allow somebody else to take that lead.
All right, 10 seconds, Frank, real quick.
You know, I love Jesse Ventura, too. At the end of the day, he's promoting a book now. I think it has more to do with getting publicity for his book than seriously
nothing like promoting book sales through appearances and saying you're going to be a presidential candidate. Okay, everybody, we're out of time. Stick around for overtime, which is always a blast. For everybody joining us first time or many times, I want to thank you as always. And remember, visit us at www.adamthompsonshow.com or www.adamthompsonlaw.com. Everything Adam Thompson World is there, always.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.